Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever missed a flight that endangered your next assignment, or any travel stories where the weather damaged there'll be a week where you're doing give me the craziest week you've had. I'm just scared. Like,
sure.
There's got to be a week with, like, there's an MLB playoff game and a Bulls game and an NFL game. Have you done all three in the same week?
I have. Typically it's preseason for the Bulls, but because that's where that crossover just has that line. It may or may not dip into each other. I'll miss the first three Bulls preseason games because I've got football and Major League playoffs going on. But last year that was the case, 2 years ago when I was doing the White Sox Astros series, there was like a Bulls game mixed right at the end of that series. And then you go right back to football and there's a lot of that going on. That October week, those 2 weeks in October are some of my craziest. I have had a near miss, and it was during Thanksgiving weekend in 2016, where it was all football related. Now, this is when I was working at ESPN. I was doing the Friday football package for ESPN with Mac Brown, one of my all-time favorite people. He's one of my great friends in this business. I love him to death. And we're doing North Carolina against North Carolina State. This was Mitch Trubisky's final regular season game, one of his 13 college starts or whatever it ended up being. And didn't look
Ryan
all that
Pace
good.
Pace was impressed. Pace was impressed.
Pace loved it. I wasn't all that impressed, admittedly. That's no shade. I feel bad. That's no shade against Mitch. Yeah, anyway, okay. He won a division title. We did the Friday noon ESPN game. This is the Black Friday game between Carolina and NC State. And then I get assigned, as you often do on Thanksgiving weekend, to an extra game because there's a lot of Friday games and there's a bunch of Saturday games. It's a fun weekend. But my game on Saturday that I get assigned to is Wyoming at New Mexico, which is a Josh Allen game, by the way. So that was fun to watch Josh Allen play quarterback. I'm doing that game in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I make it Friday night to Albuquerque, and it's a late night game. And the next day on Sunday, I have Jets-Patriots, I believe, at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, across the country. So I get done with my Saturday night game. I have a flight from Albuquerque to Denver, Denver to New Jersey. It's a 4:25 kickoff Eastern time at MetLife Stadium. I am just going to make it in time. My flight from Albuquerque to Denver gets canceled. I am immediately freaking out. I'm calling the travel agents for ESPN. I'm hoping that I can make it. I'm looking at my phone, trying to book a flight. Literally three gates down, Albuquerque to Dallas. I then rebook the flight Dallas to Newark, hoping I would make it. I get on the flight to Dallas. I'm in the Dallas airport. Time is already winding down at this point. I call my statistician, Ed Sfida, who is my NFL guy. He's my baseball guy. He was my NBA guy at ESPN. He's one of the best in the business. He's Joe Buck's guy on Monday night. He's done a ton of Super Bowls and World Series. And he goes, do you have your stuff? Do you have your board and do you have your binoculars and all that? I was like, yeah, it's in my backpack. He goes, do you have clothes? I'm like, no, I'm wearing what I'm wearing. My bag, I had to check my bag, which I never do because I was the late addition to the flight. And he goes, when you get to Newark, leave your bag. Don't worry about it. They're just going to put it into, you know, storage for the day because nobody claimed it. I'm going to race up, pick you up. As long as you have your boards, we're going. I haven't showered. I'm wearing like a long sleeve polo. I've got glasses on and like what essentially equates to sweatpants. And he's like, I don't care. I'm picking you up. I land at 3:25 for a 4:25 jet game. He picks me up at the at curbside at Newark Airport, and he is flying, going down the shoulder. He's weaving and bobbing in and out of traffic. New York traffic and Jersey traffic on game day is miserable. We pull up at 4:10 at MetLife Stadium. Thankfully, I have my pass. I have my spotting board. I've got my binoculars. And I'm like sprinting through the media gate, trying to make it up. We get to the top floor. I see Bob Wischus in, the great voice of the Jets, and one of my colleagues at ESPN. He goes, oh, so you finally decided to join us. I walk into the booth. My bosses know about all this. My bosses at ESPN Radio know that, like, hey, he's running a little late. He's going to try to make it. They have a backup, John Brickley, a good friend of mine. He's lined up to do the game. I sent him my charts. I said, if you have to do this game, don't have to prep. I'll send you everything. Just use my boards. He's wearing a suit. He is ready. This is going to be his NFL broadcast debut. Chris Canty is the analyst. He's making his debut as an analyst on an NFL game. He's wearing a nice shirt and tie. And I walk into the booth 3 minutes before we go on the air, 5 minutes before the ball is kicked. And I just Wally pipped John Brickley on what was going to be the biggest day of his broadcasting life. Chris Canty is thinking, who the hell is this idiot who doesn't dress up for a game? He looks like he just rolled out of bed, and we call the game. And I made it home that night. And to this day, I've yet to miss a game, but I've had a dozen close calls at least.
The ability to deal with the personal, the partners looking at you, the anxiety and everything, and still hit the air. That's fun though. You gotta look at that and thrive with it, or else you won't survive in the business.
Three football games in a weekend. It's a ridiculous thing to do. I've done it twice in my career, and the prep that week is miserable, and I'm exhausted. I'm up till 2-3 o'clock in the morning each night. And then when I get done on Sunday night and I'm on that flight home after the NFL game, every time I was like, I felt like a badass. I was like, and I know that's like, who gives a shit, but like for our little bubble of broadcasting, I'm like, tell me who else would be able to do that. And there's plenty of us that can and have, but like,
I took on the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. You took on the challenge. And this is, I mean, I tell this to people all the time, even just as a talk show host. I need a certain amount of healthy arrogance to do the job well. You know, you absolutely need it. The trick is to still be self-aware and not turn into an a-hole with it. Not exactly. To treat people poorly or anything like that. And to realize that you're not necessarily special, but in terms of your job, you need that healthy arrogance.